The warming climate isn't just melting glaciers. It's also melting away permanent ice patches in the highest mountains. Trapped safely inside that ice are artifacts of people who lived at these high elevations for thousands of years. Now those incredibly fragile artifacts are melting out. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards joined one archaeologist racing time to learn what he can about these prehistoric alpine peoples before all the clues are gone.
We drive for hours on a terrible dirt road to reach the ice patch, but Colorado State University archaeology professor emeritus Larry Todd says, heck, this is nothing.
The logistics of getting in to study some of these is not difficult. Today we'll be able to get in the truck and drive for an hour and a half to an ice patch, and that's about as close as we can get. More often, it's go to the trailhead, load up the horses and the pack mules, and ride for 6 or 8 hours till you get into the area where you start studying.
Todd's been meaning to get up to this ice patch for a while now, but with summers getting hotter and hotter, it's hard to keep up.
Things are disappearing, deteriorating, being stolen very rapidly.
High above timberline, we park the truck and climb out. I can't tell you exactly where we are because of the risk of artifact hunters raiding this site. But I can tell you this much. It's to an area where Todd says over 180,000 artifacts have been found in 388 sites. He shows me the way off the ridge to an ice patch.
We're coming up over the edge of a ridge that snow blows over and drifts down below us here all winter long. And it's these relatively permanent ice patches that can contain some of the perishable materials, the organic artifacts, the bones, the hide, the dung. It's sort of an ecological archive in lots of ways.
Todd says ice patches are an oasis on the alpine landscape, a water source for thirsty wildlife and people. We hike down to the base of the ice where a trough has melted out, a good place to look for artifacts. As we pace the edge of the ice, Todd points out a dark layer in it.
A lot of that's going to be organic material. Some of that is going to be animal dung. And so each one of those layers of animal dung, you can radiocarbon date, you can look at the plant contents, you can look at the species.
So, and as it's melting down, then those are getting exposed.
Right.
And washing away.
Right.
And then that layer is basically
it's gone.
Lost.
Yeah.
But it's not the poop so much as the people who hunted those animals that Todd is interested in. It was only a few years ago that archaeologists started finding proof that prehistoric people had been living above timberline for over 10,000 years, the remnants of whole villages above 11,000 feet.
This is a harsh environment to live in. We're above the 2,500 meter range, which is referred to as the hypoxia zone, above which humans just biologically in general aren't adapted to live at. It's stressful for you to be at this elevation. It requires more calories. It requires different sorts of oxygen use.
The mystery Todd and his colleagues are trying to solve, though, is how did they survive up here? Basket fibers, bison teeth, we now have the technology to glean answers from these tidbits. We continue our search for artifacts around the ice patch's pond, finding a mountain goat wrist bone and some stone tool flex. Todd tells me to watch for wood, a rare commodity up here that means people probably brought it here as a dart shaft or bow. Finding that wood after it washes out, though, is critical.
They're water saturated, so one of the problems is drying them slowly enough to where they don't just explode as they dry out. But you can't just pick it up and take it home and put it on your shelf because you come back to it and you've got a little bunch of wood fragments.
Todd says that's why people who find such artifacts shouldn't take them home. They should leave them right where they are and report the finding to an archaeologist.
The place that the artifacts have their most information potential is right where they're found.
Todd says even archaeologists practice catch and release, mapping artifacts precisely where they find them, then leaving them be.
You can be completely alone in the wilderness, and if you have the eyes for it, you can realize you're part of a socially connected landscape that's been there for millennia.
Leaving them for the next guy shows respect not only for the history record, but also to contemporary Native Americans. When we take artifacts,
we not only erase them personally and their ancestors from the landscape, but then we start erasing their presence.
And to be finding out all of this about these people living up at this high elevation at the same time as it's melting
going away.
It's
I can go from being ecstatic to thinking I need grief counseling within the same day of, look at all this, isn't this amazing? But we can't protect it. It's going away. It's lost. It's gone. You get almost speechlessly excited about, look at this, look at this, look at the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And then that, but how do we protect it?
The best protection is to leave the artifacts in the ice. But with no easy solution to climate change, Todd says he plans to keep spending his summers at the foot of ice patches as long as he can still make the journey. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.